Blog Talk Radio.
All right, all right. I apologize, everybody. I am not infallible. I do make mistakes despite despite contrary beliefs that I think that I am perfect. I'm far from it, and here's a good example. Unfortunately, the default for the website is 15 minutes. When I scheduled the show, I did not change it to 2 hours, so that was my mistake. Fortunately, I was able to get the 8:30 slot, so we're back. And once again, my apologies. Sorry to keep everybody waiting. You know, it's 8:30 now, and I know everybody wants to get started with the draft. So fortunately, we got rid of all the housekeeping business, so we're going to jump right into the draft. And let me explain how this is going to work, and let me, again, introduce my brother Jay. Jay, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Jay, what part of Georgia do you live in, Jay?
Just outside of Atlanta, suburb called Lawrenceville.
All right. So Jay lives in Lawrenceville, right outside of Atlanta. And as many of you know, I live in Bristol, and I am sitting here in Bristol, and Jay is sitting in Lawrenceville. And what we did, we got the list of owners and the list of teams. I have the list of owners. Jay has the list of teams. I have all of mine written out and index cards folded up in a box that I have shaken many, many times. Jay has done something very similar with the list of teams. I have no idea what team he's going to pull. He has no idea what owner I'm going to pull. It is completely 100% random. It can't get any more random than this. We are about 1,300 miles apart, so there is absolutely no opportunity here for collusion, and I think that this is going to be very exciting. So I will pull out a name of an owner. He will pull out a team. We will announce it. Coach K will also announce it in the chat room, and then I'm going to ask Jay for a couple of comments on the team itself on an NCAA level. And I might make a comment on the owner. I know a lot of the owners, more than I thought I would know, so I may make a comment or two on the owner, and then we'll run right through. And that'll be that. If anybody wants to call in, questions, comments, I see a few people on the line now. Two of them I know are just sitting there listening. I'm going to grab this 708 call real quick and see if he has a question. 708, something I can do for you.
How you doing, Commish?
Good, good. Who's this?
This is I just a random listener. I'm very interested in the Mac community, and I was looking for a league to join. But my question I was wondering is, have you played the NCAA 09 game yet?
I have briefly, but I have played it.
Okay. Do you know about the problems, and have you been reading the message boards and stuff about them?
I have. Now, what we can do, if time permits, after the draft, I really want to get going with the draft right now. A lot of guys anxious to know what team that they're going to get. If you want to call back in after the draft and, you know, talk a little bit about, you know, some of the issues with the game or the bugs or the perceived bugs, you know, we can leave some time at the end of the show and we can get into the actual game. Sound good?
Yeah, that sounds great.
All right, excellent. So I hope you call back. We'll be on for 2 hours. Draft will probably take hour to an hour and 15 minutes, so it'll be plenty of time to talk near the end of the show.
Okay, thank you for taking my call.
Not a problem. Take care. All right, and that goes to anybody out there that's listening. We'll leave some time at the end of the show. Game's been out for 4 or 5 days now. There's already been some issues with the game. I don't know that I've ran into any major, major issues. But there's been some issues, and we might have some time at the end of the show to talk about some of the issues. And, you know, I also know that we have I'll give Philly Ron a shout-out. Philly Ron is a writer with VG Sports and a participant in the EAFL and is a good friend to the league. And he's going to play in our NCAA league. So maybe he'll have some time as well to call in later on to comment on some of the things with the game as well. So hello to Philly Ron. All right, so with that said, I have the owners, Jay has the teams. Let's get the draft started. Let's go. I'm shaking the box. Can everybody hear the box is shaking? Don't anybody think I'm playing games here? And right now I'm reaching in, and the first team, let's see, the first team, the first owner, someone I do not know, goes by the name of Toe 7685. I don't know where the heck he got that name from, but his name is Toe 7685, and he will get the first team of the new NCAA year. Jay, if you can pull a team out of your hat.
All right. I'm shaking, doing the same thing. No collusion here. Let's see who we got for the team. South Carolina.
South Carolina. All right. Now, is that Spurrier?
Yes, sir.
All right. What can you tell us about South Carolina? First pick goes to Toe 7685, South Carolina. What can you say about him?
Well, Toe may have his hands full. Last season they had a 6-6 record. Looks like the defense is going to be the key for the Gamecocks. They've got one significant playmaker at wide receiver, but that's really about it for the offense. They've got some tight ends that'll have to step up and get that offense a little more balanced. If that offensive line can hold up and have anything that resembles a running game, they may have a shot to move some things with South Carolina. It might be a sleeper team.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Sounds good. Let's move on. Team two, owner two, I should say, shaking the box up. And again, near the end of the show, if people want to call in and, you know, challenge Jay's wisdom and knowledge, you know, go for it. I wish you good luck. All right. Second owner is a Hayes. A Hayes is the second owner. A Hayes is an interesting character, not one of the more liked fellas in the league, but, you know, he plays his games, loves college football, and, you know, I know the team that he likes, but I'm not going to say it just yet. I'm going to see if what team Jay pulls out for a Hayes, and then I'll tell everybody his favorite team. So right. Go ahead, Jay.
All right, here we go. And it looks like Mr. Hayes picks Northwestern. Northwestern, home of the Wildcats, baby.
Northwestern, all right. Hayes is a huge Ohio State fan, and it'll be interesting to see how he feels about getting Northwestern. Any comments on Northwestern?
Whew, man. Well, you got the right conference, but not the right team. 66 last year. They've got a team that's got a ton of experience, but they've got new offensive, new defensive scheme. And they're capable of producing a winning record as long as, you know, the owner here knows how to use the team properly. Another team that looks like a sleeper, but if he knows how to play NCAA football, he got a good shot at getting in the playoffs with them.
And I'll be honest, from what I've seen, he does appear to have some skills in the game. So it'll be interesting to see what he can do with Northwestern. All right.
He's got his work cut out for him.
Well, let's see if he can put his money where his mouth is. He does a lot of talking about how good he is, so let's see if we can put his money where his mouth is. All right. Best of luck to him. Owner three, going through the cards here, pulling out owner three, and it is Judah Kiss. Not to be confused with the rapper Jada Kiss. Judah Kiss, don't really know who he is either. I apologize. But, Jay, let's get that team three.
All right, team number three, Judah Kiss. You got Oklahoma.
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 Now, that's a team that's traditionally a powerhouse. How have they been over the last couple of years?
I tell you, Oklahoma is going to be a team to reckon with. Last year, they were 11-3. Anybody that's a Sooner fan, it's a great time to be one. That's the upper echelon on both sides of the ball. We're talking offense, defense. They even got special teams covered. High expectations with this team, excellent running game, stifling defense, extremely dangerous team, I'm trying to tell you. Please understand.
All right. All right. Sounds good. Sounds good. Guys, get your questions ready. Get your comments ready. One of the things about the guys in our Madden League, there's a lot of them are big-time college football fans, and I know that they'll have some interesting comments to say about some of the teams and their real life abilities versus their video game abilities. So get ready. We're going to talk about that after the draft. All right, pick four. Moving right along here. Team four, owner four, I should say, Russ Buss. Russ Buss, a member of the league, former commissioner of another league, has given up his commissionership and his ownership of another league to truly show his loyalty to the EAFL, and now will be joining us in the NCAA league. And at pick four, Russ Buss will get what team?
All right, Russ Buss gets Tennessee, Knoxville, Tennessee.
Tennessee. All right. And what can you tell me about Tennessee?
Well, Tennessee had a 10-4 record last year. This definitely is a playoff contending team right here. Offense is intact. Defense should be improved over last year. They had a few times where they gave up some big-time points, but sounds like a recipe for a playoff spot. Russ Buss knows how to use them.
All right. Russ Buss is not a bad video game player, so I expect that he'll be competitive.
If he knows how to play, he'll be right in the mix with everybody else.
Yeah, he'll be competitive. All right. Owner five. A guy that I don't know goes by the name of Double E or Double EE. Don't know him, but he is owner five. And, Jay, can you tell us what team Double EE will be getting?
All right. Double EE is Wisconsin. Wisconsin, home of the Badgers.
All right. What can you tell us about Wisconsin?
Well, Wisconsin is definitely a solid team. 9-4 record last year. Defense is definitely solid, but there's some questions at quarterback that still need to get answered. Now, they can solidify their quarterback play. Defense should be able to get them out of some sticky situations. But if the quarterback play is a little iffy, I don't know about this team. May have a little bit of a difficult time with the 32-team set we got right here. Pretty competitive, so he's going to have to make sure that quarterback can play well.
Okay. And, you know, let me take a minute to just explain to everybody how we got these 32 teams out of the, 119 or so Division I teams. How did we get these 32? Coach K, I should say, went to the EA Sports offense and defense rankings of teams, and he picked the top 32 best EA Sports NCAA team at the time of the game release. So that's how we got the 32. There's a lot of conjecture out there on this team over that team and yada, 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 and we appreciate it. Coach K made that decision. I respect it. I agree with it. And those are the teams we're going to use. And quite honestly, could we switch teams up during the season? I would say we could, but it would be unlikely that we would. I don't think that would the integrity of the league could be diminished if we were to introduce different teams during the version year. One of the strengths of the league is people play with the same teams, season after season. They just switch up. And so, therefore, switching and bringing in another team midseason, I just don't think that would be in our best interest. So these will be the 32 unless we're given really a strong reason to change that. All right. That said, we will go to team number six. And another person that I don't know. And he had a really weird name. So the name is Miss C Drama is the best that I could come up with. There's some X's in there. So if you take out all the X's, we're left with MSC Drama. So that is owner number six. And, Jay, what team will he get?
All right. Team is Clemson. Clemson University, Tigers.
Clemson. All right.
Yes,
what can
sir.
You tell us about them? What can you tell us about Clemson?
Well, I could tell you that they were 9-4 last year. Quarterback and the rest of the offensive skill positions are in check. They'll put up some big-time numbers. And the offensive line is kind of suspect, but it should hold up. Now, if the D can put some pressure on them opposing quarterbacks, Clemson going to make a push for the playoffs.
Okay. All right. And if everybody notices, I'm not commenting because I'm not a big college football follower. So that's another reason why it was important for me to get somebody else that knows a little bit about college football. All right. So going on now, moving right along. And, guys, keep the questions and comments coming. I'm trying to follow what's going on in the chat room. I'm getting instant messages. And we have two chat rooms going. So if you're in the league, you certainly can get an invite from Coach K to go to the AIM chat. If you're not in the league, then your best bet would be to go to blogtalkradio.com/EAFLMadden and join the users, the guests and the listeners that are in the chat room there. And that room is filling up, too, very nicely. So, you have a choice if you're in the league, and if you're not in the league, then your best bet is to go into that one. You can certainly go into both if you're in the league. No harm in that. All right, moving right along. I got a message from, I think this is from X-Champ, who's saying that Ken Hamlin's brother is a safety at Clemson. And, you know, the quickest way to get a comment on the radio from me is to say anything that has anything to do with the Dallas Cowboys. You talk about the Cowboys, and you're going to get a comment on the air. All right. So moving right along, we are on Team 7 now, and that would be Uncle Ant, another person I don't know, but he is owner 7. And, Jay, what team will Uncle Ant get?
Uncle Ant got Texas Tech University.
Red Texas Green. Tech. All right. Texas Tech. And football-wise, what can you tell us about Texas Tech?
Well, I'll tell you from a football standpoint, last year they were 9-4. They got a quarterback, wide receiver tandem that is absolutely outstanding. The offense overall is prolific. They should put up some big numbers. Now, if the line can get the quarterback some time, points shouldn't be a problem. Defense will have to improve, though, if they want to make a push to the playoffs. They got to have the defense be stout if they're going to really get a push into the playoffs.
All right, sounds good. And I want to thank everybody for all the Dallas Cowboy love that I'm getting in the chat rooms out there. Thank everybody for all the Cowboy love. I just know there's so many fans of the Cowboys out there, and I appreciate the love. So keep sending the love out there, especially you, Buck. Send me the love, baby. Send me the love. Going on to number 8 now. Number 8. And here he is, the prime time King, founding member of the EAFL, former Super Bowl champ of the EAFL Major League, and joining the NCAA League, I believe, for the first time. Definitely a top video game baller. When I say top, I mean he can actually ball with anybody. I don't care who you are. The guy can play the game. I know because, unfortunately, I've been a victim more times than I care to repeat. That said, let's see what team he gets in NCAA.
Time. Gotta love that one, boy.
Yeah.
Alabama. Crimson Tide right there. Crimson Tide, Alabama.
Alabama, all right. Alabama, all right. And other than knowing that that's the home state of our father, what else can you tell us about Alabama?
No doubt. Got to give props to the home state where Pop comes from.
Absolutely.
With Bama's 7-6 record last year, they got a strong offensive line and a strong running game. Should be pretty solid at quarterback. Now, overall, depth may hurt them a bit, but if everybody stays healthy, combined with the fact that Primetime is a true all-time baller, y'all may really want to watch this guy right here.
All right, you heard it. You heard it from my brother, okay? Says watch Primetime. I think Primetime has made a friend. My brother and him probably going to hit it off real good. So good luck to the Primetime King. And he always wants me to say the first original Primetime of the EAFL. Just thought I'd throw that out there for you, Vince. All right, team number 9 moving right along. When we get to 10, I will recap all the picks, so everybody knows. But right now, we are going to go with team number 9. And that would be the guy that I just gave props to a little while ago, our friend from VG Sports, Philly Ron. Philly Ron, a writer for VG Sports, a very well-respected member of the Madden community. I actually saw his picture on the VG Sports website. Brother got his picture up there. Now, you know you's a bad man when you're on a site and you got your picture up there. So, you know, again, props to Philly Ron. And, okay, let's see what Team Philly Ron gets.
And by the way,
Philly Ron, I'm giving you all these props, and you're going to go over there and see how much you hate the Cowboys and see? Let's see what team he's got now. Maybe I can talk about the team he's got.
Well, he's got Michigan, Wolverines, Michigan.
All right. What can you tell me about Michigan?
Well, 9-4 from last year. They got a new offense, pretty much new everything. They're I don't want to say rebuilding because that certainly is not a proper term, but they definitely have a new offense installed. So this rendition of Wolverine football is going to be probably a little different than past years. And this team may struggle to stay above 500, but Philly Ron can ball. He may make a push and may raise a few eyebrows out there.
All right. Well, you know, we have a lot of expectations from Philly Ron, man, to come over here and show us some of the VG styling and profiling. You know, for those of you who don't know, VG Sports is a site out there that has tips for anybody who wants to play the Madden game or the NCAA game. So, you know, check it out. And you know, I can't mention VG Sports and not throw another prop out to Sports Gamer, our partner, the site that we host our forums on. Sports Gamer also has not just for Madden or NCAA, but you know, I mean, almost any video game out there. If you want to learn a little bit about it, you can go to sportsgamer.com and check them out. They have a great forum community that, you know, people sit back and talk about gaming. They talk about just a lot of different things. And so, you know, definitely come check out our partner, sportsgamer.com. And, you know, we encourage everybody to do that. You'll also find the AFL there. So, you know, we definitely want to see you come to Sports Gamers and check them out. All right. 10th pick coming up, and then we're gonna take a second, and we will recap the picks. Let's see. All right, 10th team, Fran 2424. This is someone who has been in our Madden League and now has decided to join the NCAA League. So Fran 2424, let's see what team he's going to get.
All right, Fran 2424 gets Florida State. Florida State, the Seminoles of Florida State.
Florida State, all right, FSU. All right, and what can you tell us about Florida State?
Well, Florida State, they went 7-6 last year. Now, these, as you know, this is one of the most storied universities in college football history. Now, recently, though, they've fallen on some hard times. With an overall unproven nearly at every position, it's going to be tough for them to get FSU to the promised land. But you never know. You never know what's going to happen next. So you can't write FSU off, but definitely he's got his hands full with FSU.
All right. Sounds good. All right, so let's take a minute and recap the first 10 picks. And we've got Toe with South Carolina. I just want to know, Toe, if you're out there, send me an instant message, EAFL commissioner on AOL. Tell me where the name Toe comes from. I want to know. I cannot go to sleep tonight and not know where your name comes from.
Let me ask you this. Is Toe spelled T-O or T-O-E?
It's T-O-E. Toe.
Yeah, let me know about that one, too, because that's a head scratch.
I got to find out what the name Toe. It almost looks like it's like if you say random name then and it just generates a name with a number, that's what it looks like. But I don't know. I don't know where Toe comes from, so he's got to tell me. If anybody out there should happen to know, send me a message. I got to know where Toe comes from. All right, so Toe, Jay, send Jay a message, too. Toe 7685 gets South Carolina, a Hayes Northwestern, Judicus Oklahoma, Russ Bus, Tennessee. Double EE, Wisconsin. MSC Drama, Clemson. Uncle Ant, Texas Tech. Prime Time, love saying Prime Time. Prime Time King, Alabama. Philly Ron, Michigan. Fran 2424, Florida State. Now, Jay, real quick, of those teams, what on paper, what do you think is the strongest team that has been taken so far?
Whew, man, you would ask a question like that. You know what? Read them off for me one more time because I need to keep track of it again myself. I'm trying to keep track of other things. Read them back one more time.
We got South Carolina, Northwestern, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Wisconsin, Clemson, Texas Tech, Bama, Michigan, Florida State.
Man, that's a good one. Honestly, I think Clemson out of that bunch is probably the most dangerous because they've got weapons on both sides of the ball. They play extraordinary defense. They can move the ball up and down. They can put points on the board. I think Clemson is a tough team out of that top 10 right there.
Okay. All right. I got opinions from the chat room. FSU, I'm hearing. I hear another Clemson. That's really it. Clemson, FSU. One person said Oklahoma. So Oklahoma, Clemson, and FSU are the teams that people are saying are the best of the group. So, all right. Excellent. All right.
Oklahoma, definitely throw Oklahoma in the mix too. My apologies to the Sooner fans out there. You definitely got to put Oklahoma in that equation too. My bad on that one. Forgot about them.
All right. I'm going to check the line. I got a 956 area code. Let's see if he's got a question or a comment. 956.
I'm just really listening in. But I'm just listening in, and this is the first time I'm going to be in this league. And hopefully it does pretty good and I stick around for a while.
Well, I can assure you the league will not go anywhere. So if you're interested in competitive football, we're not going anywhere. We've been around for over 3 years and plan to be around for a while ago. So and hopefully the league is to your liking. We wish you luck.
Thanks a lot.
All right, I'll come back and I'll let you know. I'll mute you.
He's calling from Texas.
956 is from Texas. As you can see, the EAFL. Worldwide, I'll tell you, worldwide. We had guys from Australia in the league. We've had guys from Europe. We've had Canada. We had a guy in the military in Japan in the league. Worldwide, that's who we are. All right, back to the live draft. People are waiting. There's questions. They want to know, you know, what team are they going to get? We've got fans of teams out there. People are waiting. They're sitting at the edge of their seats. Let's see who the number 11 owner is. Upstate New York Will, another Madden guy joining the NCAA League. Not a bad Madden baller, so, you know, certainly has some skills, and we'll see what he can bring to the NCAA League. And, Jay, what team is Upstate New York Will going to get?
Upstate New York Will gets the State of our last caller, Texas Longhorns, baby. Texas Longhorns, hook 'em horns.
All right. Texas Longhorns. And what can you tell me about the Texas Longhorns?
Well, I'm going to say a dangerous team, no doubt. 10-3 last year. The big talk around Austin has been replacing their running back who left for the NFL. Now, if the only talk in town is about replacing your running back and not much else, probably means you got some stuff coming in Texas. Big-time talent, big-time team. I expect big-time results from a man from upstate New York.
All right. Sounds good. And let me also let everybody know that Coach K is updating the League Daddy site as we speak. And if people want to get a sense, what I'm going to do is maybe at the end of the draft, I'll send this link over to you, Jay, and you can kind of take a look at how we're set up and maybe make some comments on how you see the team set up. But if anybody wants to go in and check out how the divisions are filling out, go ahead and check it out. Coach K is doing his best to keep up with us and update as we speak. So you can kind of see who's in what division and to see who you match up with. Because clearly when you have a choice of teams, your competition in that division matters. The team as well as the owner, it matters. So we'll take a look at that after the draft is over. So, okay, moving on to pick number 12. Everybody can hear me shaking and baking. We're doing well. And pick number 12 is, his name is Creepy Steve. I just want to know how creepy is he. Creepy Steve is his name. And what team does Creepy Steve get?
Man, we got to get Toe and Creepy Steve to talk or something. This is hilarious right here. All right. Mr. Steve gets West Virginia Mountaineers.
All right. West Virginia. Isn't that where Michael Vick and Marcus Vick and those guys came from? Is that West Virginia?
That's
Virginia Tech. That's Virginia Tech. I knew there was a Virginia in there. All right. So what can you tell me about Hey, guys, I tell you I don't know college football, so work with me. Virginia Tech, but go ahead. What can you tell me about West Virginia?
West Virginia, last year they went 11-2. Now, West Virginia, the only potential issue is the depth at tailback. Running game that's hard to stop may become a little bit more difficult if they got a balanced attack. Going to be hard to stop them. Cornerback is also questionable, but all in all, this definitely is a competitive team. Definitely a competitive team. You got to watch out for them.
Okay. I got a couple of comments in the chat room that their D is not very good. And I'm not sure if this is video game D or real D. So, guys, when you make comments, you may want to clarify if you're talking about the video game or actually the NCAA team, just so we know. Okay, they're telling me that the video game D is slow. So that ought to be pretty interesting. Speed has always been a benefit in video gaming football. Speed has always been better than no speed. I don't care what game you've had when you're playing football. If you have a fast team, you have a better chance of winning than a slow team, period. I don't care what we're talking about. Speed has always been an asset. So if you have a slow team, offense or defense, you got some problems. All right, moving on to pick 13. Pick 13, my good buddy, my good friend, Casper. Two-time Super Bowl champ Casper is pick number 13. And Jay, a little trivia for you about Casper. Casper actually lives in the city of New Jersey that I used to live in. We found out one day when we were chatting. So Casper, pick number 13, Super Bowl champ, still walks around with the nickname of the problem solver. Casper, for those of you who don't know, took out the number one ranked player in the world at the Players Bowl. And, you know, I don't have a problem saying it because it happened. You know, if I took him out, I'd be talking about it until they put me in the ground. So, you know, more props to Casper for getting that win. So with that said, team number 13 is going to be what?
Now, he took out the number one player.
Casper took out the number one Madden player in the world.
That's a bad boy right there.
Got to give him credit.
Got to give him his props. That's a bad boy right there. You knock off number one in the world. You're a bad man. Casper,
right.
He gets the Yellow Jackets of Georgia Tech.
Georgia Tech. All right. Georgia Tech. And what can you tell me about now? Now, telling you that Casper is a top player in the EAFL, and now with him getting the Yellow Jackets, what can you tell me?
Well, he got his hands full too. Georgia Tech last year was 7-6 overall. To me, this is a Jekyll and Hyde team from last year. They've got several new starters. They can certainly be competitive, but there's too many question marks to determine which direction they're going. Now, given that Casper's got some serious game skills, I'm thinking he's going to be ahead of the curve a little bit. He's going to be north of the 100 border. But he's got his hands full. That experience he's got, he's going to have to put to good use for Georgia Tech to make that push.
All right. Well, Casper, we're expecting big things from you. Casper is the kind of person who will tell you that he'll go 0-16 even after he wins a Super Bowl. He'll tell you, I'm going to go 0-16. So you can't really listen to Casper, and you can't take his predictions too seriously. So, you know, we'll see how he does. But he's got a lot of pride, and he definitely doesn't want to lose, as nobody in the EAFL wants to lose. So we're looking out for him this year. We'll see how he does.
Well,
all right.
Steve, one thing, if he's got skill like that, he ain't going on 0-16. That's some boo.
Say that for me one more time. That's what?
I said that's some boo.
All right. Going on to team number 14, and voila! 14 is the commissioner and co-owner of EAFL-NCAA, Coach K. And what team is Coach K going to get?
Coach K should be smiling right about now. He just got Auburn University. He's got the Tigers of Auburn.
All right. Now, we know that you're a big fan of Auburn, so what can you tell us about Auburn?
Miss, that's my boy. He's got Auburn, 9-4 last year. Now, the defense has been depleted a little bit because of the draft, but they're still deep, still dangerous. She'll put up points and be a formidable opponent for any team. He's got the skills. He's got Auburn. He should get some wins.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, Coach K, you know, I have to be nice because he's very important to the EAFL. Coach K is a competitive baller. There's a lot of Madden guys in this season, so I really don't know what to expect out of Coach K, even with a good team like Auburn. I guess time will tell, but with all the Madden guys that are jumping in, it's going to be very interesting to see how Coach K will do this season. So it'll be interesting. It'll be interesting. But, you know, I know Coach K well enough to know that he loves a challenge, and he's not going back down. He's going to be ready to fight, so it should be pretty good.
Yeah, he's got to draw, so he's going to have to make the best of it.
All right. All right. So moving right along, pick number 15. And remember, guys, you can call in at well, let me do this first, and then I'll remind everybody on how to reach out to me. Team owner number 15, Kudus. Kudus 17. Been in the Madden League, been around a little bit. Not all that long, but he's been around. I know the name. Can't really tell you much more than that, but let's see what team he's got.
All right. Kudus comes up with Arizona State. Sun Devils from Arizona State.
Arizona State. Every time I hear Arizona State, I think of Jerry Maguire.
Because I'm a Sun Devil, baby!
And let's see if Kudus has the skills to make the Quan. What can you tell me about Arizona State?
Arizona State, they went 10-3 last season. Not a team to take lightly. They can and will rack up some yards and points with a top-notch quarterback, and they've got an aggressive defense. Now, if he uses this team wisely, defense can register some sacks and wreak havoc on the offense. But he's got to use that defense wisely. 10-3 record is good, you know, in real life. But Arizona State amongst the rest of those 32 teams, he's got a shot, but he's going to have to make them work.
Okay. Sounds good. We've gone through 15. We're almost halfway through. The call-in number, 347-838-9525. You can instant message me at EAFL Commissioner on AOL Instant Messenger. You can email me at EAFLradio@EAFLmadden.com. We love participation. We've got three guys on the line that are just sitting there listening to the show, and we've got roughly 50 or so in the chat rooms listening. And, hey, you know, call your neighbor and tell them to listen to the show. Tell them it's the most entertaining show you've heard all day. So have them join us. All right. Let's see. Let's move on to team number 16.
All right.
Shaking up the box. All right. And another guy that has a lot of history with the league, the commissioner of our Major League 360 League, and that would be affectionately known as Tiki Sun 21, also known as Nelly Nell. One of the most consistent top performers we've seen in the EAFL. You know, when you're talking about the great ones and you don't include him as one of the great ones, then you're not having a conversation. One of the best we have in the league, former Super Bowl champ, very consistent performer at the tournaments, repping the EAFL, at Players Bowl, and at the Madden Challenge, and has been a great, great commissioner of EAFL 360. So just all around, just one of the pillars, one of the cornerstones of the league, and a founding member. Great, great guy. Good person to know too. If you know him outside the league, he's just a good guy. And we just love him here in the league. And with that, what team is Tiki gonna get?
Tiki gets, well, if the rich get richer, then this must be true here, because he gets Florida Gators.
Florida, all right. And another team that, you know, a top team. And let me tell you, Tiki with Florida is scary. What can you tell me about Florida?
Yeah, you took the words out of my mouth, because I was going to say that seems like a scary combination to me too. And I don't even know the guy from Adam, but hearing what you say, he's definitely got a good shot to make a big-time run. Starts and ends with their quarterback. Everybody knows their quarterback, Tim Tebow. Everybody knows he can throw the ball, he can run the ball. He's a dual threat. If he can keep him healthy and that defense can be effective, you got one of the favorites to take it all in Florida.
Yeah, I mean, we still got 16 teams and 16 owners, but I'll tell you right now, first 16, I'd say he would be the favorite, hands down. No disrespect to any of the other guys, but I'd go on a limb and say he's the favorite right now. And we still got 16 more to go. So we'll see what happens. But that's a guy you gotta definitely keep an eye on. And again, at the end of the show, we're gonna look at the divisions and just see. Remember, guys, we do our EAFL NCAA league like the NFL. Even though the championship game is called the championship, it really is a Super Bowl. We have divisions, and it's set up exactly like the NFL in that respect. So, that said, we're going to look at the division and conference setup at the end of the show. All right. It's halfway through the draft. I shake my box up now. Let me just make sure that, you know, the cards start to stick to each other and all of that, and let me separate them. They started going inside each other and sticking. And all right. And now I'll close the box up. Reshake. All right. Go back in and pick out the next owner. And it's my man, Sangrado, known as 69 Angry SOBs. That's his name. We know him as Sangrado. He's pick number 17. And what team is Sangrado getting?
All right, Sangrado. The U, Miami University.
All right, the U. And I can already hear disappointment and sadness from Mike, a.k.a. Insane Kane, at not getting his team. He had his fingers crossed, and I can hear it from here. And he lives down in Miami too, or greater Miami. But I'm sorry, Sangrado cut a bigger check, so Sangrado gets a kid. No, I'm just kidding. And outside of the Huskies, Miami happens to be my favorite college football team for many reasons. Some have to do with the Cowboys, some have to do with the most electrifying man in sports entertainment today. But that said, what can you tell me about the Hurricanes?
Well, the U, they're coming off a somewhat disappointing 5-7 season last year. They got a lot of work to do if they want to get above that 500 for this year. They're untested right now, they're inexperienced, and they're going to start these inexperienced players. But if they can live up to the hype of being a Hurricane and not fall down and be just a calm breeze, he got a chance to be competitive in this 32-team field.
All right, sounds good. I just got an IM of someone to tell me to say that The Rock is from the U. I think I just did that, but The Rock is from the U. I think I just did that, didn't I?
That's all.
All right, guys, we've got to pay attention. All right, moving on. I'm waiting to get Mike's letter of resignation for EAFL-NCAA. team 18. Well, it's my turn up to plate. I'm almost scared to see what team I'm going to get. EAFL commish, that's me. The overseer. The overseer. The overlord. The evil genius. And any other name, the dictator. The ruler. what did Sid, the wrestler Sid Vicious used to say? The master and ruler of the world. All right, that said, lay it on me, brother. What team am I getting?
A.K.A. that damn fool. You left out, man. USC.
USC. Well, even I know that USC's got a good team. Now we will listen to all of the
say it for you, all of the bull.
Well, yeah, you know, no matter what, no matter how hard that we will try to how hard I work so people know that we're running it up and up. I said to myself, if I get USC or Ohio State, someone's going to say, yep, it was rigged. Can you, because they won't hear it from me, can you assure people that this was purely random dumb luck?
100%, because all I've done is taken the 32 teams, wrote them down on separate pieces of paper, fold them up, put them in a shoebox, shake the shoebox up a good dozen times, don't even look in the box. Just put my hand in it. Whatever I pull out, that's what they get.
All right. So that's that. And if people want to think that the draft is rigged, they don't know me. So that'll be that. That said, what can you tell us about USC?
Understand, haters are gonna hate. So let.
And you know what? But you know what's really disappointing is all of the guys that are in the chat room now saying that it's rigged are guys that I know that have been around the league for a long time. And these are not new guys that don't know me that I would expect to say, T's not like that. He's a man of honor, and he would never do anything like that. I'm not good enough to win, quite frankly. You know, you can give me an NFL team and put me in the NCAA league, and I'm probably gonna go 8-8. I'm just not good enough to win, so I'm not a threat even with USC. Just being honest, I played two games at NCAA all week because I've been at the beach all week. So I'm not good enough to really be a threat. I'll be competitive because it's a solid team, but that's about all you're going to get from me. All right, so we know USC is a good team. We'll see what I do with them this season, and we're going to move on to pick number 19, USC. USC, huh? That'll be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's see. I'm just reading the chat room. Joro told me to move on. Hey, Joro, it's my show, brother. You don't tell me to move on, okay? You can keep that to yourself, brother man. Anybody else got anything productive to say? Okay, people saying they were just joking. All right, cool. I like jokes. And, okay, that about covers it. Nothing else worth repeating in the chat room. Let's see. All right, next up, my man, Insane Kane. And, you know, I want to take a minute, and even though he's disappointed in not getting Miami, I want to thank him. The man has helped me personally. He helped me pick out my new cell phone, and I appreciate it. And he also helped my girlfriend pick out the TV. She did buy the Samsung, and she absolutely loves it. She loves the TV. You know, I just want to say a personal thanks to Mike for helping me out like that. And anybody around the league, let me tell you, if you're looking for advice on something electronic, I don't know what Mike does for a living. I just know that he's the only one I see around during the day, so I know the guy's got some money. so that said, he's a smart guy when it comes to those things. He stays on top of it. And if he gives you advice, you should take it. He knows what he's talking about. So that said, the man who is a Miami Hurricane diehard, we know will not be playing with the Hurricanes. But what team will he be playing with?
right, this diehard U fan gonna get Maryland, home of the Terpins.
Maryland, all right. And what can you tell me about Maryland?
Well, with Maryland, last year they went 6-7. Now, middle of the pack team, likely it's gonna take a skilled owner right here to really make it happen with this team. They got some issues at quarterback that they still haven't resolved yet. So if he's got skills, he may be able to get this team to or above 500. But like some other teams within this group, it's pretty competitive. He's got his work cut out for him. He's going to really have to step up his game.
Okay. Yeah, and Mike, you know, Madden-wise, Mike missed most of the Madden season. And, you know, traditionally, he's not a bad baller. He's got some good user skills, and he's not a bad baller. So if he takes the game seriously, he's a big, big, huge college football fan. So if he takes it seriously, I think he might be able to do something. Even though he'll be pouting all season because he doesn't have his Hurricanes. That said, I think he might do something. And Joro is cool, man. I don't take nothing seriously, brother. You know, I say my piece and I move on. So it's done. All right. Moving on to number 20, Philly Style. Philly Style, pick number 20. And what team does Philly Style get, Jay?
All right, Philly Style. He gets Virginia Tech. Virginia Tech.
Yeah. And everybody knows that that's the team that the Vic brothers played for. Everybody knows that, right?
No, it was Virginia, right?
Yeah, you're funny dude, man. All right, so what can you tell me about Virginia Tech?
Virginia Tech, last year, a solid season, 11-3. Can't hold no bones against that. Running backs will be unknown going into the season for the Hokies. They got to keep the turnovers to a minimum and let that defense do their thing for them. They got a chance also being that postseason, but like I said, if it were the running back, although a solid offensive line can always help out a somewhat potentially lackluster running game.
Okay. All right. We've gone through 20 picks. We've got 12 to go. And if people want to talk about the game, if people want to talk about the league, get your questions ready. And we will field those questions. I'll ask my brother Jay to stay on with us till the end of the show. And if everybody can send comments on how well they think this worked out, we might see if we can get Jay back to help us with the Madden draft in about a month when we start Madden 09. And we'll see if we can get Jay back to help us with that random draft as well. And who knows, maybe at some point, I've been trying this for years, we can get Jay to actually join the EAFL at some point and actually to be an active participant. Nothing like having your own brother in the league. It would just be a great thing because then I can whoop up on him some more like I used to. But anyway.
The cool world, pack your own heat.
All right. So pick 21 is a guy who actually I just met today, but he's got a very unique name, and maybe he can tell us in the chat room, because I know he's there, why he picked the name Powerade Energy. Maybe he works for the Powerade company or something, I don't know. But Powerade Energy, pick 21, and he is going to get what team?
All right, Powerade Energy. Woo! I hope he's going to OD on some Powerade. He just pulled Ole Miss. The Rebels from Ole Miss.
All right, Ole Miss. All right. And what can you tell me about Ole Miss?
Nothing good. 3-9 record last year. The team they're trying to rebound with a dual tailback combination. In-house running back with the Texas transfer running back. Now, if he's got skills, the team can be 500. If he's lackluster, mediocre, it's going to be a long season for him. Not sure how many points he's going to be able to put up per game, but he's going to have to find a way to squeeze them out, either by the offense scoring, the defense scoring, or special team scoring. A lot of holes in this team to fill up, so best of luck to him. He's going to need all the power he can sip on.
All right. Well, with that said, we actually have PowerAid Energy himself on the phone. Mr. PowerAid, first of all, can you tell everybody what made you pick the name PowerAid Energy?
The reason I picked it was because I was thinking of a new gamer tag, and I drank PowerAid, and then I was just trying to make it fit, so I just added energy to it. That's about it. And I don't work with PowerAid or anything like that. It's nothing of that sort.
PowerAid?
Yeah.
Well, good thing. I guess it's good you don't drink a lot of milk, huh?
Yeah.
How do you feel about getting Ole Miss?
Ole Miss, I haven't used them, but I have a strong line, defensive end, offensively. So hopefully I can go step by step, not try big plays, but work my way. That's about it.
All right. Sounds good. All right.
Stick to the strength of that team. Whatever strength you can find, stick to them. Chip on some Powerade, some Gatorade. Just don't get
mad. Yeah, I'll see what I can do.
All right, sounds good. All right, thanks for calling in. I'm gonna go back and mute you and keep the draft going. But thanks for participating.
Thanks.
All right. All right. 570. Did you have a comment?
Yeah. Hello.
Yep, we got you on live. You had a comment.
Yeah, this is Uncle Ant. Y'all ain't show me no love when I got my pick.
Oh, this is. See, I didn't know that was you. See.
Yeah, I've been on the line with you guys for hours.
Well, I know you were on the line. I just didn't know that was you. Okay, Uncle Ant. All right. And can we assume by the name Uncle Ant is your real name Anthony?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, see, that's what I like. A name that makes sense.
Uh-huh.
Some of these guys got names. I don't know where they get these names from, but that makes sense, Uncle Ant. All right. So how do you feel about Texas Tech? That's your pick.
Yeah.
I don't know nothing
about Texas Tech, but I'm going to be doing some studying tomorrow morning. I'm going to just play ball. You know, that's it.
That's all you can do, player. That's all you can do.
All right. So where are you from?
I'm from PA.
Oh, okay. All right. Now, Pennsylvania is a big gaming community. Do you do Madden at all, or you just do NCAA? Or
I play Madden. I was in the Madden League, but you guys kicked me out because you said I wasn't playing, but that was untrue, but it was all right.
Well, you know, we'll be happy to give you another shot. The thing that keeps us successful is pushing activity. And, you know, when we see any owner that is inactive or don't have a certain amount of games played, the commissioner of that individual league will pretty much make an effort to reach that person, give them a day or so to respond. And, you know, what we've found is we have to be almost machine-like when it comes to replacing owners. And sometimes we make mistakes. Sometimes we might have replaced an owner that had good intentions, and, you know, we're not perfect, but we make the best decisions we can and we live with them. But, you know, we always, you know, unless somebody was a real disruption to the league or disrespectful, we always welcome people to come back. So, you know, the door is certainly wide open.
I spoke to Coach K, and he did say it was a mistake. But I told him I was in other Madden leagues, so at the time I didn't want to rejoin because I was spreading myself too thin.
Okay, all right. Well, hey, you know, we're here. So you're joining NCAA. We'll see how that goes. And if you want to step back into the Lions den in the Madden League, we'll be more than happy to have you.
All right, no problem with that.
All right, brother, we'll stay on the line if you like. I'm going to go ahead and mute you and keep going with the draft, and then we'll jump into some game discussion at the end of the draft.
All right.
All right. All right, that was Uncle Lance. See, now that's what I like, a name that makes sense. You know, some of you guys coming up with these names, man, y'all overthinking it. Y'all definitely putting too much energy into the names where you need to be putting more energy into your stick skills. Yeah, I said it. What? I can say that.
Where is Toe? That's what I want to know. Where is my boy Toe? Big Toe. Bring back Toe. Let us answer. Let's find out what's up with Toe.
All right. Well, Toe hasn't shown up, so I do want to know where the name Toe came from. All right. Let's see. Next, pick number 22 is Lance. And Lance is a Madden guy in the EAFL. And so now we will see what team Lance gets in NCAA. Jay, what you got for a team?
All right, so Lance, let's see what we got here. Shaking it up, reaching in the box. Lance got the Bulldogs, Georgia Bulldogs. Boy, he should be grinning from ear to ear with that pick. The Georgia Bulldogs.
Georgia Bulldogs, the home of Herschel Walker. What can you tell me about Georgia?
I'm going to tell you right now, if he's got any kind of skill, you got to put Georgia up there as one of the front runners. Last year, they were 11-2. They got the dynamic running game from a sophomore. They've got a quarterback that continues to improve. That's only a junior. This team brings the heat on defense. They can put points up on offense. I expect big things from whoever's got Georgia.
All right. Lance is not a bad Madden guy. So he's, you know, he didn't have the greatest season last season, but he has been in the playoffs. And so we'll see. We'll see if Lance is able to do anything with Georgia. And that's pick 22. And let me just take a minute, and I didn't recap at pick 20, so let me recap the last 12 picks. At pick 11, upstate New York, Will, Texas. Pick 12, Creepy Steve, West Virginia. Pick 13, Casper, Georgia Tech. Pick 14, Coach K, Auburn. Pick 15, Kudus with Arizona State. Pick 16, Tiki Sun, a.k.a. Nelly Nell, with Florida. 17, Sangrado with Miami. 18, yours truly with USC. Insane Kane, or UKane M, or whatever he's going by these days, Maryland at pick number 19. Philly Style, Virginia Tech at pick 20, pick 21. Just heard from Powerade Energy, Ole Miss, and pick 22, Lance with Georgia. We are winding down with 10, the last 10 to go. And let me remind everybody, if you want to join the EAFL, very simple to do. You go to EAFLmadden.com/join. It's as simple as that. It'll take you right to our join page. There's about 7 or 8 questions that you answer. One-word answers is all that's needed. And make sure all the information is complete and accurate. And fill out one per league. So if you want to join the NCAA League and the Madden League, then you would fill out 2 separate applications, and it'll get sent to our front office. And for NCAA, you should receive an invite within 48 hours. For Madden, the invites will go out before the game drops. So if you've already sent one in, just hang tight. Before the game drops, you will get an invite. And as everybody knows, the EAFL responds to the demands of the Madden community. We have 2 Madden leagues now, and if the demand dictates probably by our second season of this version year, which would be our season 31 overall, we would be interested in starting a third 360 league if the demand dictates. We also have more than enough to start our PS3 league. I'm still looking for a commissioner. So if you're interested, contact me directly and let's talk about it. And if the demand indicates, we will start a second PS3 league, very much like we do in the 360 league, a developmental league to allow people to go in and understand how we do what we do and get promoted. And we're also doing EAFL NCAA Dynasty, 12 teams. Pimmer will be running that, and he's already contacted interested people. We still have to work out some kinks, and we expect this week, hopefully, to finish the kinks. And a lot of people started their NCAA leagues, dynasty leagues, right away. We did not, because when we do something, we really want to make sure that we've crossed all the I's and dotted the T's. And we just have a couple of things that we want to work out. And once that's happening, that will be up and running as well. So as you can see, the EAFL is growing by leaps and bounds. We could have 8 leagues by September at the rate that we are growing. And if the Madden community and the NCAA community want it, we'll go to 8. We'll go to 10 leagues. As long as we have the owners that are going to be loyal, that are going to participate and be active, and as long as we can continue to develop top commissioners, because a league is nothing without a good commissioner. And as long as we can do that, we're in good shape. All right, that said, you can call in 347-838-9525, 347-838-9525, instant message at EAFL Commissioner, and that's on AOL, or you can email at EAFLradio@EAFLMadden.com. All right, we are down to the last 10 teams, the last 10 owners. And let's see. All right. Pick number 23, a guy that I don't know. He goes by the name of All-American Baby. So that's his tag. And Jay, what team does he have?
All-American Baby receives Missouri Tigers.
All right. Mizzou. And what can you tell me about Missouri?
Yes, sir. Mizzou last year, 12-2 record. Excellent prior season plus several return starters. To me, that equals a legitimate chance to go for the big one. Look for a stingy defense and an offense that can put up some points for Mizzou. He's got another shot. This guy here, if he's got the skills, can do damage with Mizzou, if he's got the skills.
Okay. All right. I don't know him at all, so I can't comment on that. But if he's out there listening, wants to call in, you're more than welcome to. We will be taking calls at the end of the draft. So anybody out there that wants to call in, feel free. And I have a call that I don't know on the line now. Looks like he could be calling from a Skype phone. Let's see. All right. Caller, are you there?
Yeah.
All right, who am I speaking to?
All-American Baby.
Oh, timing is good.
Yeah.
All right. All-American Baby at 23, you got Missouri. What do you think of that pick?
I'm thinking Chase Daniel going to be all up in that.
He's on point. I cannot doubt him. He's on point. That's a returning quarterback that's got skills. He can throw the deep ball. He can throw the short ball. He's got enough ability to get out the pocket and scramble a little bit. Make him work.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. All right. All-American, any preseason predictions?
Mizzou number one and Bible.
Okay. So translate. Do you have any predictions on how well you will do this season with Missouri? Okay. I guess not. I guess we lost him, Jay.
Well, the only thing I caught was he said Missouri number one and then somebody else after that. Sounds like he got confidence in himself, though.
It does. You know, and let's see if he got it. You know, we pretty much, you know, in the EAFL, you know, you get guys that come in with a lot of pomp and circumstance, and it is rare that they deliver. Guys, for some reason, think they can walk into this league and dominate, and it just doesn't happen. Quick story for everybody. Many, many seasons ago, a guy came into our major league that I knew from another league, and I won't name his name because I'm not out here trying to throw anybody under the bus, but he came into the league, and I knew the guy had good skills, knew he could play the game, and I told everybody, look out for this guy. He can play the game. And he came in and took an 0-2 Ravens team, and finished 12-2 and went through the playoffs and won the Super Bowl against what we considered at the time probably the best PS2 player that we've had, you know, probably the best PS2 player that we've ever had. And he beat him in a Super Bowl. And so, you know, he won the game, and no complaints, no nothing. Guy enjoyed the league, and he said, yep, I had a great time. I want to come back and play another season. And said, yeah, got to defend your title. So Dub C made a point of drafting into this person's division so that they would have to play twice. And right after the draft, he challenged them, and they played first game of the next season. And he made this person tap out at 35-0. The guy quit. He not only did he quit the game, the guy complained that Dub C was using tactics and cheating and this and that. And I'm sitting there saying, Dub C, you just beat him in the Super Bowl. and you're saying that he's using stuff to beat you now, why would he not have used that in the Super Bowl then? Obviously, whatever he's doing is just adjusting to what he just saw you do. He just played you, he adjusted, and he handed you your, it's the family show, your buttocks on a silver platter. I don't understand how you can say that he cheated. And he said he did, and he ended up leaving, never to be heard from again. And so, you know, that's what this league has to offer you. You can come in and see some short-term success, but the league adapts to you. These guys play this game. They study this game. They take this game very seriously. And anybody that walks in and comes in a season and does well, don't think that that's just the way it's going to be every season. It just doesn't work that way. We usually have just as many top guys that take seasons off as we do guys competing. So you just never know who you're going to see from season to season. And now that a lot of these guys are migrating to the NCAA game, maybe temporarily, who knows, but they're there, it just really raises the level of gameplay that you're going to see. All right, with that said, let's go to Team 24. Guys are saying, T, hey, the story's cool, but can you finish the draft, please? Please finish the draft. All right, pick 24. One of the more anticipated owners of this season, the legend himself, the man who I have said overall is the best player this league has ever produced overall when you're looking at all the platforms. And apparently he has just entered the AOL chat as I see him asking, did he get a team? So the answer to that is no, but you're about to get it. This is Bama, the D.C. Bama. At pick 24, we'll get what team, Jay?
I pick 24. The Wildcats of K-State, Kansas State University.
Kansas State, all right. And what can you tell me about Kansas State?
Well, I don't know too much about this team, but I do know this. I know they were 5-7 last year, and they've got question marks everywhere. Now, they've got a lot of JUCO players that came in, so I'm not sure how much is going to pay off. It has a chance, but I think I heard something like 19 junior college transfer players that came in. So they've got to learn the system offensively and defensively. And I don't know. I got question marks all over the place with no answers for them. So all I can say to them is good luck because I don't know too much about all of this.
Well, if there's any guy that can take a team, this is a guy, Bama, who took the Dolphins in Madden, affectionately known as the Bumfins, and went 15-1 in the regular season. So if there's anybody in this league that can take a average, underachieving team and maximize them, it's the D.C. Bama. So I would not count him out at all. All right. Pick 25, Team 25. Team 25. Let's see. And the owner is the Master Ace. I like that name. I just think that is just a great name. I tell you, the Master Ace is a been around the league for a little while now, and you know, good solid contributing member to the EAFL, and also happens to be very good friends, we understand, at least the rumors have it, that he's very, very good friends and gets a lot of advice from Chuck Norris himself. Coach Chuck regularly on the forums and, you know, gets a lot of tips from Chuck Norris. And so you can't mess with a guy that has a friend like that. So that said, let's see what team the Master Ace gets.
Hey, Master Ace, I'm good with the name just because it's old hip-hop head right there.
Yep, there you go.
So that's good enough for me. But
now what group was he with though? He did the symphony as well, right, Master Ace?
Yeah, he did it with Kane, Craig G.
Right.
Yeah.
Gucci Rap, right? Yeah. I remember that. All right, what team does he get?
Master Ace, yeah, he's gonna be real happy with this one. LSU Tigers, baby. LSU Tigers.
LSU. All right. And even I know that we're talking about a top team in LSU. So tell us a little bit about LSU.
Well, LSU equals BLT, Big League Talent, right there. 12-2 record last year. We're talking about national champs here. Last year's quarterback went on to the NFL, so quarterback play, I'm not sure who the starter is going to be. I think it's still undecided, even though the late word is I think they did come to a conclusion who the starting quarterback is going to be. But nevertheless, look for these Tigers and make plenty of noise. They're loaded with talent on both sides of the ball, offense and defense. Now, I know Glenn Dorsey went off to the NFL, but he wasn't the woman person on defense. They still got returners coming back. They're going to make a lot of noise. So he's going to be happy with the Tigers of LSU.
All right. All right. Well, congratulations, Master Ace, on getting the LSU Tigers, also home of Shaquille O'Neal, I believe. And we played his college football.
That's right.
I mean, college basketball. College football. College basketball, LSU.
Yep, under Dale Brown.
Yep. All right. All right, going on to 26, and it is Drorow, who I believe, and Coach K can IM me or someone in the chat room, I believe Drorow won the, I want to say either EAFL 360, EAFL E, or the last NCAA league, one or the other, he won. Somebody hit me. EAFLE. Okay, thanks, guys. So Drorow won the EAFLE Super Bowl and will be joining us in the major league for the first season of Madden 08. And so anybody who wins a Super Bowl in any EAFL league, you know, you had to do something pretty good there to win a Super Bowl. So, you know, the guy's certainly got some skills. So that said, what team is Drorow getting?
All right, Drorow, he gets the Ohio State University. Buckeye.
Oh, boy. See, Drorow, I'm not mad at you. You got OSU. And, again, another, you know, when we're talking top teams, certainly a top team there. What can you tell us about OSU?
OSU is right up there with everybody else. We're talking about a team that's loaded with talent again, mainly on the defense. They're not going to put up the big offensive numbers that you would see from, let's say, a Texas State. But they put up enough points to get the victory. The defense is outstanding, has the potential to shut down any team out there in this 32-team set. So the guy that you named, Drorow, Ohio State, don't be surprised if he walks away winning the whole thing, since he is a NFL champ, if I heard you correctly. He can also have the NCAA champ underneath his belt, too.
Yeah, he's definitely one to look at. Good skills and with a solid team. You know, now you've got to look at him as a potential, along with Tiki. I still think Tiki, you know, is going to be there. I don't know how I'm going to be an NCAA, quite frankly, so I can't even really comment. I played a couple of games. I like the game. I've been on vacation this week, so I haven't picked up the Xbox too much. So my vacation ends tomorrow, so I'll jump back in the game and see how I do. But hopefully I can become a competitor as well with a good team like USC, so we'll see. But that's 26 picks down. And pick 27, affectionately, our I like to call this guy like the kid brother to the league. This is Fastball. Fastball, founding member, loyal guy, funny guy. Guys, you can't ever take Fastball seriously. He'll say whatever he feels like saying, and he's just a funny guy. And, you know, a.k.a. Kimbo Slice, a.k.a. Head Clinic, and, I mean, Jesus, this, I mean, I can't even tell you how many nicknames the guy has, but Fastball has been his traditional name. Been here from day one, one of my biggest rivals in the league, so we'll see if he ends up in my division. It'd be pretty funny. But what team does Fastball get?
All right, Fastball. He gets the Wildcats from Arizona. Arizona Wildcats go to Fastball.
All right. All right, Arizona. All right. And what can you tell me about Arizona?
Well, he's another one. Got himself some work ahead of him. They were 5-7 last year. The team is young. They're inexperienced. But they may be able to open up with the passing game. Now, if the line can give the quarterback some time, it might be trouble. Hopefully, he's got some receivers that can catch the long ball because he's going to need that bomb to get ahead of these teams.
Okay. And I just got a message. Oh, yeah. I just got a message from Coach Kane. I just confirmed it that fastball is in my division. Now, that was a joke. I made a joke because fastball and I think it was the last season or the season before, he was in my division, and I swept him. And last season he was in Coach K's division, and they had some words. This is in the Madden League, and so now fastball is in my division, so I get to play fastball twice in NCAA. Who would have thunk it? Sorry guys, I just gotta laugh. It's just if you've been in the league a long time, you know why this is funny. If you're new to the league, forgive me. You need to hang around and stay in the league, and you'll understand a lot of these little inside jokes, but it's just funny to me. All right. Moving on. I want to get through the draft so we can take – I got guys on the line. If you're sitting on the line and you want to comment, just hang in there. I'll get to you shortly. We're almost done with the draft, and so I want to just finish up these last five picks. And then we'll take some calls and some comments from you guys. I appreciate your patience, appreciate your loyalty, appreciate you calling in, and you know, thanks for the support. All right, pick 28, my good buddy, my good friend, my brother from another mother, and that would be Strife himself. All right, I'm lying, but Strife actually lives in the city of Bristol. Strife. I probably lives 10 minutes from me based on one conversation we had on about where he lived. Lives about 10 minutes from me here in the city of Bristol. And never met the guy, but, he's a good Madden baller. Not a great Madden baller, but a good Madden baller. And let's see what he gets for the NCAA team.
All right, Strife. He gets the Boilermakers from Purdue.
I'm sorry, when I hear Purdue, I still think of chicken. But what can you tell me about Purdue?
Purdue, 85 last year. This team got many holes because of the some draft picks to the NFL as well as attrition, just people graduating, moving on. So they've been picked relatively clean. They've got some unproven players right now. But they've got the ability to get into the playoffs, or they could be a spoiler. It's really going to depend upon Strife's ability. It's one of those teams that really is on the fence. If he's got some skills, he's a potential playoff team. If he's kind of lacking in his skills, just going to be a spoiler. So it's really going to be on him and what he can do with this team.
Okay. I got a note here that has Strife, Bama, and Hayes in the same division. Now, Hayes has not joined us in Madden, but in NCAA he's been pretty good. We know Bama can play the game in general, and we know Strife is a good player, so that should be a pretty interesting division. Hayes is not one to show much sportsmanship, and so we'll see with all of the guys from Madden stepping down, and we all know each other and have some level of camaraderie, we'll see how Hayes is, I don't really care, I don't have to like you, I'm just playing a video games, personality works this season, because he may find himself taking a few lumps. So that said, we are going on to pick 29. Pick 29. All right. And that would be Drewski. Not Brewski, but Drewski.
I thought of getting thirsty for a minute.
Yeah, man, I need to go get a Brewski, but this is not Brewski. This is Drewski.
All right, Drewski. Drewski, he pulls out. Oh, team Nebraska. The black shirts from Nebraska, the Cornhuskers.
Nebraska, a team that I used to love to watch back in the late 80s, early 90s. I used to love to watch that team. A friend of mine went to college out there for a couple of years and turned me on to them, and I used to love to watch that team. But what can you tell me today about Nebraska?
Well, today they're not like the team back from the 80s and late to mid-90s. This team is definitely falling on some hard times. Last year they were 5-7. Obviously, people know that they gave up 76 points in one game, which is really un-Nebraska-like. So it was a disappointing season for the black shirt. They do things on offense, but with the defense being so inept, I'm really not expecting too much from this team right now. They still need to drastically improve defensively, and they need a more balanced attack on offense. They had to throw the ball so many times last year just to keep up. They were always behind. So if they can get a running game going, get the passing game going to complement it, get the defense improved, and we could see some definite possibilities with this team, but defense got to get better. Just got to get better.
Okay. And Drewski's been around the league for a while. Not really one to make a lot of noise, but you know, you never know. You never know. You know, and as always, when we do a draft, games cannot be played until you get the go ahead from the commissioner. And we have had guys challenge that and find out that their game does not count. So you cannot play games, you cannot start any game until Coach K gives the go-ahead, and that go-ahead will be found on the message boards and in your email. Coach K will post it, and he will also send out an email to everybody registered in the league saying you can now begin playing games. Any game that is started, even if you've not completed, before that go-ahead will not count, absolutely, positively not. It is your responsibility to know when the league has started, and it's your responsibility to make sure you're playing an actual owner in EAFL-NCA. Make sure your profiles are up to date with the latest and correct information so that you can be found easily, and take advantage of all of the methods of communication out there to reach your opponent, okay? All right, enough of that. Three teams to go. Three names to go. Next name, my buddy owes me. He owes me something. He owes me, I don't know if he owes me lunch, dinner, but he owes me something. But my man, S. Jack at pick 30. S. Jack is the reigning Super Bowl champ of the Major League in the EAFL, and had a great, great season with the one, the only Green Bay Packers. And S. Jack is a great player. And, you know, now would be the time that I would remind S. Jack that I am 1-0 against him. And that said, what team does S. Jack get?
Jack. Let's hope he doesn't get jacked up with the team of Illinois, Fighting Illini from Illinois.
Illinois. All right.
Illinois. Yes, sir.
All right. So S. Jack gets Illinois. And what can you tell me about Illinois and S. Jack's chances with that team?
Well, he definitely got a shot because in recent years this has been a perennial pooper scooper, no doubt about it. But last year they had a breakout 9-4 season. It looks like their star running back, Mendenhall, he bolted for the NFL early. But the team still has a lot of talent on both sides. Defense still remains a constant. That's their bread and butter right there. They're a defensive-minded team. They're not going to blow a lot of teams away, but a win is a win. So as long as he gets W's, who cares what the offense can do? Make sure that defense stays top notch.
All right, sounds good. So S. Jack gets Illinois. Excellent, excellent, excellent. All right, moving right along. Two teams to go, two owners to go. Let's finish strong here, and let's see who we have. And team pick owner 31 is Keegan Brick. Keegan Brick has been with the league for a while now. Good, solid baller, Super Bowl champ, and Super Bowl runner-up two seasons in a row. Came out of nowhere, really. He's always been a pretty good baller, but never on that level. And kind of came out of nowhere to really show some skills. And I'll be honest, I'm not going to knock the guy that won a Super Bowl and then went back the following year and made it to the Super Bowl. Came out of nowhere, though. Really surprised me to see him do that well 2 years in a row. So, you know, that this is a guy that can play the game, and I expect similar things from him with the NCAA game. And with that said, what team is he getting?
All right. Like, he is going to get the Nittany Lions of Penn State.
Penn State with their 147-year-old coach. What can you tell me about Penn State?
Oh, Penn State. Oh, Penn State. 9-4 last season. Looks like they've got a balanced attack with skill positions. That's what makes them a really formidable team. Now, again, defense wins championships, so if you can get that defense going, they'll be making a push to the playoffs. Got to get the defense. That's going to be the name of the game here, defense.
Okay. Sounds good. And last but not least, I guess we can do this at the same time since it's the last one. It's a guy by the name of Mr. Magic City. And, Jay, what's the last team available?
The last team available for Mr. Magic City is Cincinnati.
Cincinnati, all right. All right. And what can you tell me about the Bearcats of Cincinnati?
Bearcats, they've got a lot of returning starters from a team that went 10-3 last year. Probably one of the best records they've had in the last 50 years. Now, I'm not sure who's going to be a quarterback, but I tell you this, last year's record of 10-3 is no fluke. They've got weapons on both sides of the ball. They play a pretty good defense, but they can also put up some points, too. So it's a balanced attack when you look at the team from an overall perspective. You should be able to do some damage with this team.
Okay. All right. And I just got a reminder, IM that Mr. Magic City is actually a longtime member of the EAFL, and it goes by the name of Young Boom. And Young Boom is Mr. Magic City. Young Boom, back when the PS2 system, was a very, very tough baller, very, very tough. I haven't seen much of him on the 360 game, so I don't really have a lot of input on how he's done on 360. But on PS2, he was as tough on any given day. He can beat anybody. And so, you know, that said, he has said that he's a beast on the 360, and so we'll see. So to recap the last 10 picks, All-American Baby, we heard from him, Missouri, the D.C. Bama, Kansas State, the Master Ace, LSU, Joro, OSU, Fastball, Arizona, Strife, Purdue, Drewski, Nebraska, S-Jack, Illinois, Keegan-Brick, Penn State, Mr. Magic City, Cincinnati. And that is the 32-team draft, and that is all of the team assignments. And, you know, now let me see. Let me go to the phones now and see if we have any comments from anybody out there. Let's go with the 404 area code. Oh, my goodness. 404, are you there?
What's happening?
Hey, how you doing? Who's this?
Who it is?
Is this Young Boom?
Yes, sir. What's happening?
All right, we got you live on the air. Mr. Magic.
Hey, what's good, man? Hey, this is Mr. Magic City, a.k.a. Young Boom. For y'all that don't know me, man, y'all finna get to know me this season. Holler at me. I got Cincinnati. It's going down. Real
right.
Talk.
Any predictions?
I'm going undefeated.
Uh-oh. Undefeated?
I don't see. I mean, we got some tough balls. But when it comes to Young Boom, I'm just something else. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Now, I do have to ask you this question, Boone.
What's
you've
up?
You've been associated with the EFL for a lot of seasons. But
yeah.
The main question I want to ask you is, will you finish the season?
Oh, yeah. I'm staying the whole season, baby. 360 for sure.
Okay.
I'm here.
All right. All right. So we got it live on the air that not only are you going to go undefeated, but you will finish the season.
Hey, I'm here. I ain't going nowhere. Boone
right,
is here to stay.
All right. Now, Boone, where are you living at these days?
What's up?
Where you living at?
I'm in ATL, Atlanta.
Okay, you know, my brother on the line is also in that area.
Where? What part? Here.
My brother lives in Lawrenceville.
Oh, I stay about 30 minutes from him.
Okay, all right.
All right. Hello?
All right. Are you there?
Hey, yeah, I'm here. What's up? So he says that Lawrenceville is probably 30 minutes from me. That shit is like going to Gwinnett.
Okay. All right. Jay, you still there?
What's up? I'm right here.
Okay. All right. So maybe you guys can connect at some point.
Yeah, that's what's up.
All right.
Hey, so when is the league officially kicking off?
It will kick off later on tonight. You got to wait for the email. or the post from Coach K saying that the games can begin. So at some point tonight, the games will start.
Hey, well, this is all I got to say, you know what I'm saying? Anybody out there that got to play Cincinnati, y'all know my name online. Boom is lethal. Boom so lethal. You know what I'm saying? Y'all hit me up on the request if y'all got to play me. If y'all trying to get it in tonight, holler.
All right, sounds good. All right, Boom, thanks for calling in.
All right, for sure.
All right, take care.
Peace.
Peace. All right, 215 area code. Let me grab this call. 215.
You know who this is.
It must be. Is this Philly Ron?
Yes, sir.
All right. Thanks for joining
How's
us.
How's everybody doing? I apologize, Cindy. I'll say crowd noise. We've got my children in the background, but just wanted to check in and say what's up.
All right. Well, glad to have you. Now, let's see. Philly, got to go back and look. Philly Ron, what team?
Michigan, man. And then I'm in. I got Keegan. So going back and forth, we got to do because he hit me up something crazy with that receiver from Washington from the EAFL season. And who else he got in the division? I mean, it's a tough division, so I'm looking forward to the challenge.
All right.
Looking forward to the challenge.
Now, you know, take a minute and just tell people, you know, remind people they may not have you know, we haven't had you on the show in a while since one of our first shows you came on. Maybe just a refresher on, you know, who you are in the Madden community for everybody out there listening.
All right. Well, one, I want to say what's up to everybody who is listening. I'm Philly Ron. I'm one of the old heads. I'm actually be 32 this year. Been doing this thing since, boy, back when it first came out. Played a little bit of college ball. That's how I actually got into writing strategy on the game. I work with a company by the name of VG Sports. But outside of that, I've never let the fact that I worked for that company prevent me from, you know, branching out and, you know, speaking or meeting other people from other sites in the community. I've always been about trying to make sure everybody enjoys their experience with any EA-related game. I'm a part of the EA Community Leaders program. But, you know, not to say all the stuff that I have done or more the things that I'm doing. I really like, you know, networking and meeting all of the new cats. This year I had the opportunity to meet Coach K. I had the opportunity to talk with you on the phone. We got a lot of things, you know, coming into play for a lot of you guys out there. So you need to stay tuned. And I'm sorry to keep saying but, you know. You know how you catch yourself while you're on the phone. But really, the whole thing about this, or the whole thing that I've been trying to do, I keep saying it, that we have been trying to do, is a lot of other grown folks in this, let's say, so-called business. We're really trying to push the camaraderie that this game brings between people, regardless of what site you're from. Again, EAFL is sponsored by Sports Gamer. Sports Gamer, some of the writers from Sports Gamer used to be with Madden Authority, and that was one of our competitors at the time. We have no issue with any of them. We have no issues with Madden Lab, Madden Guru, the Madden Ghost, all those people out there. Everybody, regardless of where they're at, is a part of this community. So there's a lot of bickering and stuff that has gone on because of, because of a certain show that's out there, a television show that's out there, but we are trying to paint a picture of ourselves a little bit better than that, because a lot of people seriously believe that we're just a bunch of cocky people who like to scream and yell in each other's face. And we represent 2% of the entire group of people who play Madden, but yet when we're on TV, we're showing like we're park animals, and that's not a good thing. So what we're trying to do is clean up our image. And I just show people that there's a lot of camaraderie. We're having fun. We're on TV, but that picture isn't actually painted. There is no actual show of the brotherhood that actually, you know, the bonds that are built through this met through either the NCAA or the MAG.
Hey, you know what? And there are times when I can you know, it's really not much for me to add. I think that what you have said in that couple of minutes there really captivates what the EFL has tried to do through league play. Other people do it through tip sites or through forums, and we're with all of that, but we've tried to just bring the league aspect of Madden and that competition to the tournament scene and to the Madden scene. And, you know, it's amazing to me. I mean, you talk about being an old head. I got you by a few years, but I'm not going to tell everybody how many. I'll let them guess, but I've got you by a few years. And it's just amazing to me. You know, I work for a very large bank, and I sit down with other large banks, and we talk about the banking industry, and we're competitors, and we sit down and have conversations every day about the banking industry because we're in the same business. And yet I go to, you know, I interact with certain other Madden entities, and I feel tension, and it feels almost like they're threatened and that they think that their small piece of the community is going to get taken. And I don't get it. I don't get it. I'm with you 100%. There's enough here for everybody. If everybody just bands together and builds this community and contributes, instead of looking at what you can take from the community, look at what you can give the community. And, you know, our piece of it is just trying to run a very solid and successful league, go to the tournament scene, represent ourselves, and just have a place for people to go and play the game any way they want to play the game. Other leagues want to do straight and sim, and that's great for them. You know, we're more of an open freestyle league, and we welcome everybody to come and play. But you're right, the bickering and the way that a lot of Madden ballers are portrayed, it's just really something needs to be done, and I'm glad that you're at the forefront with other people trying to make that change.
All right, man. I appreciate y'all's time. Again, I love y'all leagues. I've been planning. This will be my second one. Y'all know I've been off for a little bit over a month. If you read EA's message board, you'll see that Cobra, they put something up there saying Cobra's Corner. And in his profile, he actually mentioned that we were working on the 09 versions of the games. We're working on strategy guides for the 09 version of the game. So that's where I've been. I haven't been ducking anybody. I love the competition. I love to interact with everybody who's in the community. I have over 100 friends on my list. It's hard for me to get with a lot of you guys, but at any given time you see me online, hit me up. If I can't accept the friend request, Fastball or Cherry Pop, how I call you, I will make sure I send you a message or try to get with you. But, again, I love the competition. I'm not the greatest, per se, baller out there. I have a good understanding of the game, and I can relate that in writing. That's why I do what I do. So if you beat Philly Ron, it's not necessarily that, oh, yeah, I beat some guy who writes strategies. No, I am good at writing and articulating things on paper. But at the same time, if any of you who are listening, if you have something that you would like to do involved with strategies and stuff like that, you can always holler at me. I don't have no problem helping anybody out. I'm not threatened by anything that I do. This is a God-given gift, so I don't believe anybody can take it from me. So if you need help with it, believe me, I'll point you in any direction that you need to try to help you be successful as well. And again, I appreciate you for letting me on, man. And I can't wait to play everybody.
All right, man. Well, thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
All right, man.
All right, take care.
Take care.
All right. I want to thank Philly Ron for calling in and continuing to support the EAFL as well as the Madden community in general. I don't know what happened to Jay. You're not there, are you, Jay? Nope. I lost my brother, but if he's listening, I want to thank him. I was hoping he would stay on. Maybe his phone battery died or something. I was hoping that he would stay on till the end of the show, but I do want to thank him for his help and his energy and his assistance, and hopefully we can get him back on another show or get him back for the Madden draft. And I have Coach K joining us. Coach K, welcome.
Yes, sir. Happy draft.
Yeah. How do you think it went?
I think it went fine. It was a very busy draft. It was great having the analysis of your brother. Hopefully we have him back. It's a good thing, you know, especially from the humble beginnings that we had. You know, it's a big night. You know, I got my virtual tuxedo on. You know?
Yeah, I saw when you were in the chat room, you said, yeah, put on my bow tie, my tux, and my Hall of Fame cufflinks. That was pretty good. All right, before we talk about how the league looks, we have another call. So let me see. 678, talk to me.
Yo, it is me, man.
Oh.
Yeah, hey. I'm back.
All right. I didn't know who that was.
Yeah, that was me. I was back. I heard just about everything and heard a lot of love. My battery went dead, so I had to switch phones. But, yeah, I'm back.
Okay, that's a shame because I don't know that I have this phone number. Is this your home phone?
Yeah, you got the number. You just misplaced it.
Okay. I have to write this down. All right. All right. All right. So let's see. I want to quickly look at the – Jay, I sent you – I don't know if you have access to your email while you're on the phone, if you can check. I sent you a link to the league setup. Maybe, did you check?
Yeah, I saw all the standings and everything. Yep, I'm there.
Okay. All right, good. Let's just go – we've got about 15 minutes, so we can't take a lot of time, but let's go division by division, and let's just look at the owners and the teams. And first I want Coach K, who should have probably a better handle than I have on the owners, and then maybe Jay can make a quick comment on, you know, what team he thinks might be the dominant team. But Coach K, let's start with the American Conference and what you've labeled the ACC division, where we have you know what? I'm not even going to read them all because it'll just take too long. But
yeah, I'll read it off. I'm sorry. Clemson. Drama with Clemson. Fran with Florida State. 69 SOBs, otherwise known as Sangrado, with Miami, and Phil Style with Virginia Tech.
Okay. And of those four owners, who do you think, you know, any thoughts on who might be the better owner out of those four?
Well, I see. Well, basically, I'm just going to rank them. It's going to be Phil Style. To me, Phil Style is going to take the division with Sangrado coming in second. And then I'm going to go with Fran and then Drama. Drama.
All right, so. All right, well, let's just stick to who's going to win the division. So Philly Style, you think, would win the division based on skill?
Yes.
Jay, who do you think the best college team of those four might be?
It's really a toss-up between Clemson and Virginia Tech.
Okay.
It's six on one, half a dozen on the other. Clemson has certain strengths that Virginia Tech doesn't have and vice versa. Plus, you got Virginia Tech special team, so you got to factor that into the equation. It'd be a good game on the field.
All right. So it seems as though when we're looking at who's got the skill and who's got the team, then it does seem that Philly Style would probably be the leading one to get that division. But, you know, we'll see. It's a new game. It's a new year. We'll see. Big Ten, we've got I'll read the names real quick. Michigan, Philly Ron, Ohio State, Joro, Penn State, Keegan Brick, Wisconsin, EEE. Based on stick skill and what you know, Coach K, who would you say the top baller would be in that division?
I got to go with Joro and Ohio State. I have to.
Okay. So Joro, and then Joro has Ohio State. And Jay, what's the best team in that division? Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah, I think we already know it's OSU.
Yeah, that one wasn't too hard.
No, that's a no-brainer.
Yeah. You know, and I think, you know, we just talked to Philly Ron, and clearly he's going to come to play. And we already know Keegan Brick can play. I mean, Keegan Brick has certainly done some pretty good things in the Madden League, so we'll see what Keegan Brick. I don't know who EEE is, so we'll wait and see. Big Ten Independent, Illinois, SJAC, Kansas State, Bama, Northwestern, a Hayes, Purdue, Strife. This is already being called the most competitive division in the league. And who do you think, tough question, but who do you think's the top baller in this league? Forget the team, just stick skills, baller.
I'm going to go with Bama. I got to go with Bama on this one.
Okay. And Jay, the teams, Illinois, Kansas State, Northwestern, Purdue, thoughts on the best team?
Wow. I mean, top to bottom, it's nip and tuck. I would have to say Illinois by a hair over probably Purdue. K-State is in the mix also, and you can't sleep on Northwestern. I think Northwestern would be the weakest out of the four, but that's no disrespect to Northwestern. But I tip my cap to Illinois. They seemed pretty strong down the stretch last year, and I can't see them losing momentum going into this year. So I see Illinois.
And to take that one step further, I think SJAC's going to win that division. I think it's going to be a strong division, but I think SJAC, his Madden momentum, if I can coin a phrase, Madden momentum, is going to carry into the NCAA league. All right, American Conference still independent. We've got Cincinnati and Mr. Magic City, Young Boom, just came on and said he's going to go undefeated with Cincinnati. Georgia Tech and Casper, Maryland, Insane Kane, U, Kane M, and West Virginia with Creepy Steve. You know, I don't even want to play a guy named Creepy Steve. I don't even want to play him. But anyway, of those four, Kay, who do you think's the best baller in of those four?
I'm gonna have to go with Casper on this.
Okay. All right. And Jay, what's the best team?
Probably West Virginia. This is another to me, not as competitive as the prior on division, but this one, I'd say West Virginia, just one too many weapons.
Okay, all right. You know, Bama will tell you that I've always given Boom a lot of respect as far as what he can do on the video game, despite the fact that there's seasons that he doesn't finish, he goes off and plays and comes back, and you know, I know all that. But that said, you know, The guy generally is one of the more competitive guys we've had in this league, period. I think he's going to do well, and I'm going to pick him to win the division. Nothing against Casper. Casper knows I got a lot of respect for him. Insane Kane knows I got a lot of respect for his stick skill, but I just think Boom's going to do well. So I'm picking Boom. All right, National Conference Big 12. We've got Missouri, All-American baby. Called, said, you know, he's going to do what he can with Missouri, Oklahoma with Judicus, Texas, upstate New York, well, Texas Tech, Uncle Ant, who was on the line as well, and let's see if Uncle Ant is still with us, because if he is, Uncle Ant, are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, we're going to allow you to make a live prediction on the air on how you think you will do. Now that we know how your division stacks up, you're playing against probably guys that you probably don't know. But that said,
now I know them. I've been in this league for three seasons.
Okay,
but I never could get these guys online to play, so I don't really know their style. But I did make it to the championship game last season, so I don't doubt my skills.
All right, how do you think you'll do with Texas Tech?
I think I'll play some good competitive ball. I see myself being real competitive, you know, hopefully go to the playoffs, see what happens.
Can
I don't like
get
to toot my horn too much, you know.
No, we want you to toot. Right now is the time to toot. You are permitted to toot. Tooting is allowed. Can we get a division prediction? You want to come on the air and predict that you will win the division?
Like I said, I don't really know their style, so I'm not going to predict that. I will predict that I will be competitive. It ain't going to be no easy win if you do beat me.
All right. Competitive it is. Well, we'll let you get off with that. All right. Hang in there. Don't go nowhere. All right. All right. Back to Coach K. Who do you think has the best stick?
In this scoop, I'd have to go with upstate New York Will, a.k.a. Gray Rider.
Okay.
And in Texas.
All right. Jay, best team?
Man, there's some tough questions right here. Ooh, best team. You can go with any of Missouri, Oklahoma, or Texas. Pick any one on any given day. That's the best team. Uncle Ant, my bad dog, but Texas Tech on paper. They did not cut out with Missouri, Oklahoma, Texas just yet. Best of luck to you, though. You can make it happen. I got faith in you, bro.
All right. I'm gonna agree with Coach K. I think Gray Ryder, upstate New York, will. I've played him in the Madden League, and he's pretty tough. And with a decent team like Texas, I think he's gonna win the division. Pac-10 Independent in the National Conference, Fastball Arizona, Cuda 17 Arizona State, Drewski, not Brewski, but Drewski, Nebraska, and yours truly, USC. Coach K?
Interesting. I'm just laughing at the matchups this year. all right, let me see. I'm going to have to go with, combination of scheme and team. I got to go with you and USC, the EFL commission.
Wow. All right. And Jay, best team in the conference? I mean, in the division?
USC.
All right.
That's the easy one right there.
All right. So I got Coach K picking me, and I got Jay saying USC is the best team. I like my chances against these guys. I think that I have a realistic shot at winning the division. I have a super team, and, none of these guys I would consider to be super players. I don't have a Bama or S-Jack or any of these guys in this division, guys, that I know can bring it. And not to say that these guys can't or won't win, but I'm not intimidated. So I like my chances. I'm going to have to go on the limb and say that I'm going to do something in NCAA that I was unable to do in Madden for 08, and that's win this division. So you heard it live. I will win this division. All right. SEC East, we have Tiki with Florida, Lance with Georgia, Toe, I'm still waiting on you, Toe, with South Carolina, Russ Buss with Tennessee. Coach K.
Yeah, I'm going to go with I got to go with Tiki on this one. I know that Russ Buss is starting to have a complex about having Tiki in his division all the time, but I'm going to have to keep on going with Tiki.
All right. And Jay, best team?
I'm going to say Georgia just above Florida. Not by much, okay. But Georgia.
Okay. And I've already said Tiki earlier, going to be in the thick of it. So I picked Tiki to win that division. Tiki, can I talk about you now for about a minute? No, that's okay. All right. last division, SEC West, Alabama, the prime time king, Auburn, Coach K, LSU, the Master Ace, Ole Miss, Powerade Energy, and we had him on the show earlier. Coach K, who do you think is the best baller in the group?
I got to go with Vince. But that's off track record, so,
Okay. All right. And best team in the conference, Jay?
LSU, Juice Crew, the Master Ace, his team.
All right. Let's see. Coach K, do you want to make a prediction?
Yeah, the division is mine.
All right. You heard it. And now Coach K last season predicted a division win in the Mad League and delivered. I predicted one and did not. So Coach K has predicted that he will win the division. I love you, Coach. You're a great commissioner, great member of the league, but I got to go with Vince. I got to go with Alabama. I think Master Ace, it might be in the mix because LSU's tough, but I think Vince is going to win the division. All right. That said, we are about out of time before we go off the air. I want to thank everybody who called in. Young Boom, who had never called in before, we want to thank him. Uncle Ant called in and stayed on the entire time on the air. We want to thank him. We want to thank Philly Ron for calling in and really giving us some great words from more of a global perspective. And you heard Philly Ron make a comment about we are working on something. That is tied into my big announcement. It's not quite done yet, but you heard Philly Ron comment that we are working on something. And so that's just a little something to feed you guys. But that announcement will come true, come out soon. I want to thank Coach K for all his great work, getting the league together, and everything. But most importantly, tonight, I got to do it. I got to thank my younger brother, the Jay, taking time out of his busy schedule to help us with the draft. Jay, any final words from you?
I appreciate you having me on. Love to come back. Just let me know. I'll make sure I can schedule some time and participate. And best of luck to everybody in the league.
All right. I want to thank everybody. Remember, EAFLMadden.com/join. And remember to join the EAFL, where all feuds are settled on the field.